The group of seven industrialized countries has threatened to step up sanctions against Russia over the Ukraine crisis. The G7 says Moscow will face coordinated sanctions if it does not de-escalate the situation. The G7 also called on Moscow to begin talks with Ukraine. The world's five major emerging economies have criticized Western sanctions against Russia over the crisis in Ukraine. The BRICS group also slammed Australia's suggestion that Russia should be suspended from the G20 summit in Brisbane in November. The BRICS group consists of China, India, South Africa, Brazil, and Russia. Russia has brushed off the Western threat to exclude it from the Group of Eight club. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow sees, quote, no great tragedy if the G8 summit does not convene as planned. He added that Moscow is not clinging to the G8 since all major world problems can be discussed at other international forums. Scotland's Deputy First Minister says the arguments against Scottish independence show that the United Kingdom is not an equal partnership. Nicola Sturgeon says that London sees the British Parliament as the only body with power. Sturgeon also confirmed that an interim written constitution will be included in the draft Scottish independence bill. Getting an equal education in the United States is becoming almost impossible for African Americans and other minorities, as well as people with disabilities. A new government report says that there are major disparities in the U.S. education system. The report also shows that whites are getting a far better education. In Venezuela, more people have been killed in the latest anti-government protests. In addition, leading opposition figure Maria Corina Machado has lost her seat in the legislature. Machado is no longer immune from prosecution. The government has accused her of playing a role in fomenting violence and anti-government protests. The Republic of Guinea is battling West Africa's first outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. At least 59 people have reportedly died of Ebola in Guinea since the epidemic began in early February. Meanwhile, neighboring Liberia has also reported six cases of suspected Ebola. If confirmed, it would be the first spread of the epidemic outside Guinea. Deadly sectarian violence has broken out again in the Central African Republic. According to Red Cross officials, at least nine people died in clashes in the capital Bangui over the past few days. The president of the local Red Cross says over two dozen people were also killed during the clashes last week.